This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome to Think Again with L. Nathan Hare, sponsored by the Community Action Organization of Erie County. If you would like to participate on today's program, call now, 803-1520. That's 803-1520.
All right, here we go. Think Again. Think Again. Welcome to our topic discussion program sponsored by the Community Action Organization of Western New York, still fighting the war on poverty, now in our 55th year. Each week we talk to you about issues, events, and trends affecting you right here and right now in Buffalo and Western New York community, and in fact, connecting to communities all across the country. I'm your host, L. Nathan Hare, President CEO of the Community Action Organization. Make us a part of your Saturday every Saturday at ESPN 1520 AM on your dial from 11 o'clock to 12 noon each week. Now, today's program is live, so you can call and you can join our discussion. Hope that you will. Our number here again is 803-1520. That's 803-1520. I guess I want to start out with the basic theme, bye-bye, Donnie. this is an article, actually, I took it from an article written by Natalie Konchirova that was entitled, Bye, Don, You Changed the Presidency and Brought About the Worst in America. This was in MSN. Online magazine, January 19th of this year. Few people doubt that Donald Trump will be remembered as not only the worst president in U.S. history, but not least because he brought the country's most destructive tendencies to the forefront and encouraged the most violent impulses of its right-wing extremist factions. But it's also in the way that he failed at performing the most basic duties of a U.S. president, which is to preserve, to protect, and defend the U.S. Constitution and to protect the American people from harm. During his single term in office, he failed at this task in myriad ways, including by using his position for personal profit, encouraging foreign powers to dig up dirt on his opponents, and letting a deadly virus run rampant across the United States, even in his own White House that became his own spreader event. His corruption surpasses that of Richard Nixon, and his enabling of white supremacists can only be compared to that of Andrew Johnson. It is even as it is clear that the violent coup on the U.S. Capitol that Trump incited on January 6th was a miserable failure, it was successful at encouraging members of Congress, even Vice President Mike Pence. It was successful at endangering members of Congress, even Vice President Mike Pence, and is responsible for the deaths of a police officer and several of Trump's own supporters. But of course, Trump doesn't care. He's basically departing the White House with his middle finger up and an ominous promise to never really leave the national stage. Experts warn of a coming rise in domestic terrorism from his supporters. Trump's campaign was defined by two violent xenophobic moments. The first was when he perpetuated the racist birther theory that President Barack Obama was born in Kenya and not in the United States and therefore was an illegitimate president. The second was when he called Mexican immigrants when he was on the escalator at Trump Tower in 2015. He called Mexican immigrants drug dealers, criminals, and rapists in his campaign launch speech, encouraging already existent xenophobia among his followers and setting a tone for his administration's ruthless immigration policy. And that ruthless immigration policy led to the separation of over 6,000 migrant children from their parents. And at last count, something in the area of 545 of those children have still not been found, or their parents have not been found and are permanently disconnected from their parents. Throughout, Trump made sure that he fulfilled his pledge of draining the swamp. Only to him, that actually meant getting rid of career public servants. The swamp was actually Donald Trump. He hired Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education, a billionaire know-nothing whose mission was to destroy public schools. He hired Attorney General Jeff Sessions to help him carry out the Muslim ban, then Attorney General William Barr to help him discredit Robert Mueller's report on the Russian interference in the U.S. election in 2016. He hired Mike Pompeo, who has helped destroy or at least diminish the State Department, as well as longstanding relationships with major foreign allies. Despite knowing that the coronavirus pandemic was coming and that it would be serious and deadly, Trump decided to ignore his advisors who pushed him to pursue aggressive measures. Instead, he fell lockstep with the saddest, most pathetic of his supporters, those who protested, often armed, in front of state capitals like Lansing, Michigan, in favor of lifting mask requirements and lockdown measures, with Trump tweeting, "Liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia." He continued to hold gigantic rallies to stroke his own ego, which in turn caused spikes in infections and even killed Tea Party leader and avid Trump supporter Herman Cain. It's worse than ever. The death count now stands, if I remember yesterday, the death count, I think, Matt, was something in the area of 420,000 people. 420,000 people that have died as a result of this thing. He unleashed the military on thousands of protesters in American cities this summer who marched for the Black Lives Matter movement against police and violence, but he couldn't move the police to protect the Capitol of the United States when our legislators and our vice president were there receiving the Electoral College votes from the states. So there's a lot more that we could be talking about. You know, I did want to get a chance to talk about Fox News, which may find itself losing its license or at least having its license challenged because it spent so much of its energy repeating the lie that Donald Trump kept repeating about the election fraud that didn't take place. Matt, you got to help me out. Who's first up? Yep, let me grab Jim first. Jim in Lockport, how are you doing out there?
Hey, how's it going, Nathan?
Doing great. Good to hear from you. This AFC Championship weekend, we got to make this work.
Yeah, let's hope for the best.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you, did you get your vaccine shot yet?
No, I actually contracted the COVID-19 virus on the 23rd of December, and a week ago Friday, I got my clean bill of health. You know that I didn't have any virus in me. At all. So they told me I couldn't take the vaccine until 90 days after after two weeks ago, Friday. So I won't I won't get mine until.
It'll probably be longer than that, thanks to Mr. Trump.
Yeah, this is a mess. Well, hopefully they got better players, better planners, and I think they're going to get this thing straightened out so that people can at least have some predictability about when they can go and start getting themselves in the queue to get their vaccine.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a point that John from Lockport made last week about, toning back some of these people with their so-called free speech and some of these media companies, etc., that can stir the pot and cause the problems we had in Washington here recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go back to the Lincoln administration and show you what he did with the press. There's a book out by Hale Holzer, Lincoln and the Press. And any newspapers during the Civil War that were hostile to the federal government were literally shut down and their presses were destroyed. And, so much for the First Amendment and this stuff that Tony's been talking about. In a time of when there's problems, serious like war, et cetera, the government has the right to do what they feel they have to do to, in this case, it was to suppress a rebellion with the Confederacy. So, the First Amendment says you got free speech, but there's got to be parameters on that, and we have to look at that and see if it's going to cause a problem like it did a couple weeks ago at the Capitol. Do you agree with me or not?
Well, I agree. All rights have to be administered. They have to be implemented, and so rules have to be created to do that. So you have a right to carry a gun, just like you had a right to ride a bicycle, but you can't ride a bicycle if you don't have a license, on your bicycle. You can't drive a car unless you got a license and an inspection sticker on your and registration sticker on your car. So just because you have a right to something doesn't mean that the right cannot be configured in a way that ensures that you exercise that right in a way that doesn't injure other people's rights for their safety and for their security.
Okay, my final point is that I just want you to remember that Tony rhymes with baloney.
I'm going to leave that with you, okay? All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next week. Help me out. Oh, there's Tony right now. Tony, how are you doing out there?
Excellent.
All right.
Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you great.
That's good. On December 31st, I sat on my couch with my cat, Smokey, and we were watching some programs. Normally, I like Dick Clark, but he's gone, so I can't watch him. But the announcement came over that Donald Trump was leaving Mar-a-Lago that day back for Washington and is skipping 500 people paid $25,000 a pop to be with him on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that came to my mind was a red light. Why would this president leave Mar-a-Lago to come back to the White House where there are no celebrations? Now, we found out why he came back last night when I think it was the New York Times and that lady that is her, the reporter for that, told us that he came back to form a conspiracy to get rid of the attorney general that was put in temporarily.
Right. I think Rosen. That was Rosen, right. And right. He wanted to put in Jeffrey Clark.
Right. Right. Who was not in the criminal division of the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the civil department.
Right. Civil service. He was a lawyer for civil service exams.
Yeah. Well, see, here's where the conspiracy is. He was going to get rid of Rosen, appoint Clark, and make Clark write that letter to the Georgia Secretary of State,
mm-hmm,
to change the election vote.
Right, right.
And this is, in my opinion, this is a form of treason against the government of the United States. because he's taking and abetting a movement to get to change election results.
Right. It was clearly a conspiracy. Right. I think that's what you just described is absolute evidence of a conspiracy to undermine the House and the Senate receiving legally the electoral votes that were issued by each individual state. That's a function that is written in the Constitution that is supposed to occur. He deliberately did everything he could to try to undermine that function. And I think you're right. That hits exactly what this article of impeachment is speaking to.
Well, the article of impeachment just said he was trying to, you know, say that the election was a fraud. Now they have evidence of what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that lady. Her name is Katie Bender.
Right.
Katie Bender did a great job. Here's another problem we got to face. How is Biden going to deal with Russia? More importantly, how is he going to deal with Putin, who, by the way, is the richest man or woman in the world?
Right, worth over $200 billion. Right.
Right. And guess what? He poisoned his Navalny, and then when he came back to Russia, he arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what's happened in Russia this morning and last night? 40,000 people are protesting in the streets of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Over 320 are already been arrested. That's because Navalny was the opposition leader.
Yep.
And poison is Putin has used poison to kill many of his opponents, right?
That's his assassination tool of choice. That's right.
He tried to kill the man and his daughter.
Yep.
Remember
they were on that? They were on a bus bench or something like that. And,
right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. We were on a bench. I'm not quite sure how they administered the poison to him, if they did it through some sort of a aerosol or something like that, but they poisoned both of them at the same time.
Yeah, and both of them are able to survive because of good medical care.
Yep.
So let me ask you a question. What should Joe Biden do in his relationship with Putin? Biden has met Putin on several occasions, mm-hmm, as vice president.
Right.
What do you think he should do to Russia?
Well, I don't know that there's so much what he could do to Russia directly, but he can take away resources from Russia. He can not only use sanctions, he can also deny Russia's ability to be able to access markets that America has some influence in, and begin to undermine and reduce Russia's economic growth. And therefore, that would put a price on Putin that he would feel.
Yeah. The Canadian station that gave me a lot of good information today and yesterday stated that the poisoning and all of this to get rid of his opponents. You know what? They said on that radio station, and you're not going to hear it on American station, we are giving money to the Russian government and the Putin.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually giving them money.
I mean, this is what Donald Trump has ushered in for us. Even though some of that stuff preceded Donald Trump, he has allowed these things to occur, even as he's been making these so-called complaints against Russia. They have not been substantive.
Right. Last point.
Yep.
Keystone Pipeline. I never thought I would be getting back to that again.
Hmm.
But think about what happened. The people who had land along that way, first of all, the company that has the Keystone Pipeline is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
It's not American.
Right.
They used eminent domain to take away lands, tribal lands. Remember, they went through the Dakotas on tribal lands.
And they wanted to take this stuff through a aquifer that is the largest freshwater aquifer in the Western Hemisphere.
Right. And what else did they do? They're piping dirty oil through those pipes.
Right.
And guess what? They may have 8,000 workers making those pipes, but once the pipes are made,
they're unemployed.
They do not come back to service them.
Right.
If there is a leak, it will leak into the aquifer or into the other people's lands.
Right.
I remember watching when it was first made that there was a person who had a property, and the pipeline was right on that guy's land where his line was.
Yep.
Can you imagine having a pipeline right in your backyard?
I would hate that. But Tony, we got to run. I thank you, man, for your comments. Why don't we take our first break, and then I think it's John in Lockport is the next one up. Yep. Okay, John, hold on. Then we'll grab Paul. Stick with us. We will see you inside of the break here at Think Again. Think Again.
Would you like to increase your home's value? Do you want to lower your energy bills? Are you in need of affordable financing for your next home improvement project? The CAO Home Improvement Resource Program can help. Just come to one of their monthly HIRP orientation sessions every first and third Wednesday of the month at two convenient locations. HIRP staff will help identify the resources you need to get finance, and they'll even help you with completing your application. Now, you won't know what you qualify for until you call 332-3773. That's 332-3773. Learn about all the home improvement programs you may be eligible for and ask about the affordable financing program that can help turn your house into your dream home. Call 332-3773 for more info. It's the Home Improvement Resource Program, restoring value to neighborhoods across Erie County, one house at a time. Brought to you by the Community Action Organization of Erie County.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in, with thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
All day, every day. This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio. 50,000 watt ESPN 1520.
What you say?
Just absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I actually spent time going through every one of these assertions that were being made by Trump and his minions. Not a single one of them turned out to be true. I mean, not even one. So let me grab John in Lockport and get his thoughts on our transition here. John, how are you doing out there?
Whoops. Hi, Nathan.
There you are. Yeah.
You know, in the past, I mentioned that I think in the last 40 years, we've only had control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency for about four of those years out of the last 40. And we have it now. We have control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency now.
We got weak control, though.
Yeah, very weak.
We only got
very
four weak. Extra
and
votes in the
bet,
House.
You can bet. I wouldn't count on losing at least one of those houses in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 2 years to act, and you know, he's going to have to shove a lot into these 2 years.
Yep.
to get what he wants done, because you know there's going to be, the Republicans are going to be nothing but obstructionists if they get control of one of the houses. So you know, I'm wondering which things do you think are so critical that we should address first? I know the pandemic is obvious. That has to be done first.
Right, but then he's going to be on getting schools reopened again, because the reality is a good 35-40% of the kids that are being taught remotely are going to end up finishing up this year as if they never even went to that greatest level in school. Because
that's a good point. I left that out, and I really shouldn't have. That's critical. Also, the economy. You got to get the economy back on its feet. And I think the infrastructure idea is long, long overdue.
But you still have to resource it. The resource that you could have been spending on the infrastructure, we just spent or are about to spend $3 trillion on the coronavirus pandemic. I mean, this is just really getting complicated and difficult to figure out how we're going to manage it. But you're right. The infrastructure thing, we have to find a way to get that done.
Well, then you've got the minimum wage. He's already saying he's going to increase the minimum wage.
Right.
But the health care, what about, you know, the public option? Are we going to get that? Or are the Republicans going to come out in force and call it socialism? You know, you got the health care issue.
Mm-hmm.
Obamacare's got to be improved.
Right.
Then you got then tax reform. You got it. They gave away $2 trillion to the top 1% in that last tax cut, where 83% of it went to the top 1%.
So he's saying what he wants to do.
The economy, they put it into the stock market. It just doesn't make any sense.
Right. He's saying what he wants to do is he wants to increase taxes on the wealthy, but leave the tax cuts for the middle class and the lower classes intact. I'm not sure that makes a lot of sense, because when you do the counting, that December 31, 2017 tax bill knocked somewhere between $425 and $500 billion out of federal revenues. That money is not going to replace itself through economic expansion. You got to go back and start taxing real human beings. And then think about what you got to do. You got to pay for all of these bills you just made. You got $2+ trillion in April of this year. You got another $1 trillion in December of this year. And he wants to put another $2 trillion on the table, plus the deficits over that time period. So you're talking about $7 or $8 trillion. Somebody's got to pay that bill. So that's going to have to be done through new revenue.
You have to increase taxes. There's no question. And it's got to be on that top 1%. Reagan, the top tax rate was 74%, and then he dropped the thing right down to 28%, and that just chilled us.
And then we've tried to stay down at that range since then, right? Yep. Sorry, we got to run. I let that call go a little bit too long, but thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week. You got to help me out with, I think it's Paul. Yeah, let me grab Paul quick. Paul, how are you doing out there?
Good, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I heard, I guess it was yesterday, that Frank Luntz, who's a Republican pollster, I guess, he had his interview while talking with both Trump supporters and non-supporters, and a woman had said that this whole coronavirus thing was a complete hoax, and when a guy responded that his father had died of it, she said, "That's not true. You're just making that up."
I guess she'd be calling me a liar, too, because I suffered this starting on December 23rd, and I didn't get done with this until, I believe, the 7th or 8th, whatever that Friday was, after the 6th of, it would have been the 8th of January. I didn't get done with this until the 8th of January. And I went through all of the ugly stuff that people talk about when you get this disease.
I actually had it as well. My daughter got it from somebody at work. And she, went back to work and said, "I just got the vaccine, and now I got a cold." And somebody had said, "You should go get tested because so-and-so had it."
Yep.
And then she told me I had to get tested. I had no symptoms, though, or very, very few. Like, if I hadn't known, I wouldn't have gotten tested. I would have just been walking around and doing whatever.
I got knocked off of work for 3 weeks on this thing. I mean, it was a point I couldn't even go up and down the stairs.
It's amazing how it affects so many people different.
Yep.
Somebody said it might be blood type or something. I don't know. you know.
I don't think they understand enough about this virus. I do know that all of the cute stuff they're doing about how to keep the virus cell from infecting other cells, it's all worthy research. Glad they're doing it. But that's not telling you what this thing is actually doing to you. So many people are being infected and affected in so many different ways. A lot of research needs to be done on that. But whoever's telling people that this stuff is a hoax, they're either deluded or they're deliberately lying to you, because
well, it's part of the cult thing with you know, because if Donald Trump had said we got to get our economy going again, just do what you got to do real quickly, wear a mask and stay safe and stay separate, you know, we'd be in way better shape now.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thanks, Paul. I appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week. And go Bills. Help me out again. Donnie in Middleport. Donnie, how are you doing out there? I thought I'd hear from you earlier today.
No, I'm running around. Yeah, how you doing? I have a question. Do you believe that Donald Trump would be the first American president let out in an orange jumpsuit?
No, I don't think so, but I think he deserves to be that person.
Because if you're the commander-in-chief, just like regular people enlisted in officer class, there's a nice place called Fort Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a nice room for everybody down there.
They have that, but I don't think that this country will actually do that. But
well, they can ride past that place.
Well, they can still convict him, though. And right, and then you still have Letitia James in New York State. And she hasn't gotten over the issue with the Trump University thing yet. You know, she hasn't gotten over, you know, a number of issues that she has with Donald Trump. And it's just the way that he was so heavy-handed and ugly towards her. She's feeling like she has to prove her case. So I think this is going to chase him for the next 2 or 3 years. This isn't going to go away.
And how about the taxes he never turned over?
Yeah, that's the other thing that she's going to be on him on. You know, is it the fact that he went through a 15-year period, and in 10 of the 15 years in that period, he didn't pay any taxes at all. How can a man who claims that he's got, you know, $10 billion that he's earned, you know, through his business, you know, enterprises, pay no taxes at all over a 10-year period out of 15? How is that even possible? Then two of the years, he only paid $750,000 in taxes. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So
yeah, one more thing. Hmm? Well, one more thing.
Sure.
There's a problem with his business. And they need to turn, when he's finished with all that, they need to take him to flight over to Scotland, because he owes some businessman a whole lot of money for a golf course and they refuse to pay him.
Well, you know, Donnie—that's Donnie's claim to fame. He starts businesses, he gets them, you know, resourced and so on. They become liquid. And then he doesn't pay the people who helped him to build the business. He doesn't pay his carpenters. He doesn't pay his service personnel. That's his game. That's what he does.
You hear that?
Yep. Thanks, Donnie. Are we okay on time? Okay, good. Let me grab Frank. Frank, how you doing out there?
Hey, did you see the news that several right-wing premiers in Canada want to go to war with the USA over Biden canceling the Keystone XL oil pipeline?
Somebody was talking to me about that earlier today, but I didn't have a chance to really roll it out. I know that the one of these companies that were the founders of creating this Keystone pipeline is an actual Canadian company. I think they were the lead company in developing this pipeline. So as Tony was talking about, we're having people declare eminent domain on American property so that a Canadian company can use the property to do something that endangers the environment in America. So not only do you have to have the disruption in front of your house, but you also have the endangerment of your environment, because the oil that comes from Alberta, the whatever they call it, the oil sands or something up there in Alberta, that's some of the dirtiest oil, crude oil that you can get. So that's the stuff that scratches out the inside of the pipes, and that's how come you have pipe failures, and then the stuff leaks out, you know, into the environment. It's also running through, I don't think they've allowed it yet, but if it goes its course, it would run through the largest freshwater aquifer in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, we're talking about an aquifer that's about a half the size of Europe. Just one aquifer, right? I mean, why would you even do that? Why would you? I wouldn't let you spit in that aquifer, let alone you put an oil pipeline through that thing. I mean, look how many people live off of the water in that aquifer. That's Nebraska, you know. I'm trying to think of the states that are close to Nebraska, but all those states over there, not only our state, now of course we have Lake Erie, so we don't depend on that aquifer, but all those states that are below us, Pennsylvania going lower, Virginia, West Virginia, and so on, they live off of that water in that aquifer. I mean, we're talking about tens and tens and tens of millions of people, American people, whose water could be jeopardized if there's a spill from that pipeline into that aquifer. That just doesn't make sense to take that risk.
Well, I'm proud of Biden for standing up for the environment, but, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm less than a mile from the border. I'm hoping my house is in the demilitarized zone. You know, I don't want the Royal Canadian Air Force to rain down their
I'm with you. I'm not even a mile from the from the border as well. So
I don't want the Canadian Air Force to rain down their beer tip missiles on my house. You know, I just remodeled, Nathan.
I feel you. I'm remodeling myself as you were talking.
I'm guessing many of your callers and listeners are going to hate what I got to say next, but I think the Democrats are taking a hard line on the Capitol rioters, you know, without exploring the root causes of their problems and mental challenges. You know, reality now. Who among us hasn't dreamed about holding our corrupt Congress accountable for their sick sadist establishment actions and policies? You know, I might be wrong, but is scaring the crap out of a bribe-taking Congress members really a bad thing?
Well, it's a bad thing if it opens up the Pandora's box and this becomes the go-to move for people going forward. Then it becomes a bad thing.
Nathan, Jimmy Dore put out an enlightening video about the right-wing militias reaching out to the hard left.
Mm-hmm.
Saying we have more in common than our government and corporate news media wants the majority to know. Now that Trump cult supporters realize the Trump family played them for fools, ran away to Crazy Town, Florida, and failed to pardon them, it's going to get ugly for the Trumps real quick. You know, I'm thinking they're going to have to leave the USA for their own security, you know. Maybe move to one of those man-made islands in Dubai like all the other rich criminals.
Yeah, right, you know, or maybe down there with Jurassic Park, you know, and an island off of Costa Rica someplace.
Well, hey, can you imagine the right-wing and left-wing populace getting together to fight against the indifferent aristocrats? It'll be the French Revolution all over again. And by the way, that jamoke that challenged me to the sucker bet that Trump would still be president after January 20th, you know, he still hasn't paid me $100.
I know he wasn't going to pay you. All right. Thanks, Frank. Let's take our last break, and then we'll get back with our guys. Y'all stick with us. We'll see you on the side of the break here at Think Again. Think Again.
Would you like to increase your home's value? Do you want to lower your energy bills? Are you in need of affordable financing for your next home improvement project? The CAO Home Improvement Resource Program can help. Just come to one of their monthly HIRP orientation sessions every first and third Wednesday of the month at two convenient locations. HIRP staff will help identify the resources you need to get financed, and they'll even help you with completing your application. Now, you won't know what you qualify for until you call 332-3773. That's 332-3773. Learn about all the home improvement programs you may be eligible for and ask about the affordable financing program that can help turn your house into your dream home. Call 332-3773 for more info. It's the Home Improvement Resource Program, restoring value to neighborhoods across Erie County, one house at a time. Brought to you by the Community Action Organization of Erie County.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All day, every day. This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio. 50,000 watt ESPN 1520.
Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Shout it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Come on and shout.
All right. And let's hope it's a good shout, not a bad shout. All right, let's grab Ron, then we'll grab, I think, Kevin and then Joe. Or you'll work it out for me there.
Ron, ye
let me
of
get
little
Ron,
faith. Last
get Ron
week.
For, yes, ye of little faith, Ron. You were worried that we weren't going to be able to make the championship round.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. I was worried, too.
It was close for a while there, but the defense, that play, you realize that game changed in three plays. You had, it was 10-3 Buffalo. They were on, what, the 8-yard line or something,
yep.
A Buffalo third down. You get the pick six, okay, and then two plays later, out goes Jackson. He could hit the head, or he falls, actually.
You could see he hit his head really hard. He hit his head really hard, yeah.
So, anyway, so that changed the whole thing. That was pretty much game over after that.
Yep.
Well, we'll see now. Dave Mahomes is going to play, but his foot is not good. The Kansas City media is a bit concerned because he's very limited in practice, and his foot is bothering him. We'll see if that affects him tomorrow. But anyway, you know, it's funny. You should find what, just for laughs and giggles, you should find what's the worst, probably the worst fight song ever written. Remember Marv Levy back in 1994 wrote that Buffalo's fight song, and I can't remember what the real words are because I made so many silly parodies out of it.
I'll find it, Ron.
Anyway,
Matt said he'll pull it up for us.
Yeah, if he can get it before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, but anyways, what I call for, not getting a lot of publicity here, is again, Mitch McConnell's up to his old tricks.
Yep. He
is doing this business of not agreeing to the rules and trying to make it, the old rules say that you have to have a 60 vote majority to change the rules.
Well, mm-hmm.
And the only way, I guess the only way you can stop that is that if they have the full Senate vote on getting rid of the filibuster entirely, and you got a couple of Democrats, like that Manion guy in West Virginia,
Joe Manson,
doesn't want
right.
to do that. So apparently, as hypocritical as it is, he blocks the court justices for Obama, rushes through several hundred, including the last one on the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
with no restrictions of any kind, 51% seat, and now he wants to go back. When the Democrats are technically in power, he wants to go back and prevent them to get anything done by putting in a supermajority rule again. So I that's not getting enough publicity on any of the mainstream media. I think that's another idea. Are people ever going to wake up as voting Republican, realize what a bunch of hypocrites they are when they do stuff like that? I just don't understand it.
Because I just feel that the things that we're being told, that are being articulated in the media about these aggrieved people, these silent majority people, these people that have feel that they have not been had their voices heard, that doesn't make any sense. Their voices are heard all of the time. That's why you still have, you know, the voter suppression, you know, laws that are going on. That's why you see such regressive behavior not undoing things that are harming American people, because this silent majority really isn't silent. They keep saying things to us that are not true. Something other than what people are saying underlies the unity that continues to exist, you know, with these right-wing and Republican forces.
And it still comes down. I still say it, when you get all else, you strip away all the window dressing, it still comes down to race.
Mm-hmm.
White privilege, and the white people, a lot of white people feel that Hispanics and blacks are getting everything, and they're not going to be in power. And it's just a shame. And they don't realize that they're being manipulated.
Right.
And they're choosing to vote against their own interests.
Right. Right.
It's crazy. You can't, and these people are so into this. I've debated with them and talked to them, and they just don't want to accept this. They'd rather accept an unreality fantasy world about rigged elections and about, fake news, and all the news is that contradicts their.
They even forget where fake news
is somehow false.
Right. They even forget where fake news came up. That was during the Obama election, his first election, and you had all of this nonsense, you know, being thrown out there by these right-wing websites and people acting like they were believing it, and the mainstream press referred to that conduct as fake news. Donald Trump picked it up because he liked the sound of it, and he turned it around and made it anything that's being talked about by the mainstream media, that was the fake news. This is just a scam, right? Just another scam. All right. Yep. Let me run, Ron. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Great people here in the audience right now, who've done a little practicing with me, are going to help me sing it for all of you and the Buffalo Bills fans. Y'all ready out here?
Yeah!
All right, okay. Here we go, folks. Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo.
You don't have to do it on key, Ron. But that worked out. Let's grab Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, how are you doing out there?
Hey, what's up there, man?
Doing great, man. How you feeling?
Hey, what was the you played a track earlier? The voice of someone speaking about the those that have been, you know, following blindly Trump and the how many million?
That was from a website, Occupy Democrats. I don't know who the name was of the person, but they were representing that website, Occupy Democrats.
Okay, Occupy Democrats. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, guy had some very very pertinent points that he was bringing up. But you know something else too? Mm-hmm. I discovered the idea that make my pause read. Malcolm X said 50 years ago that the powerful entity on earth was the media, how they, you know, had the power to make the innocent guilty and make the guilty innocent, make the oppressor look like the oppressor, make the oppressed look like the real enemies,
mm-hmm.
and so much so criminals look like the victim and the victim looking like the criminal. So if people, you know, and people foolishly think when you talk media, they're not including social media also as well in today's modern world, they are, you know, the most powerful as far as the media, you know, is
it's
concerned.
It's the fourth estate.
Mm-hmm, the fourth estate, right. Yeah, that's right. So, you know what, I think your two callers back said something about, you know, if what happens, even though they may be ideologically different.
That was Frank.
Frank. You're bringing up something here, boy, that really, you know, I stood back and I thought, and I said, geez. And you know what, today, to show you how this world is going and how this country is going, and imagine that, this is coming from a guy from the Banana Republic region, right? I lived through two coups in my life, two coup d'etats.
You told me about that.
right. So any guy who messed my head said, don't loot. What do you think they did, right?
Right. So you know what a coup is. It's not just somebody faking like they're going to do a coup, but you know what it really means when a coup actually takes place, because you've been there. Right.
Yeah. So when the guy said, don't loot, when he, you know, took over for the short period of time he did, mm-hmm. I said, well, what do you think the masses did, man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't necessarily have to be his followers, right? So I say words have a powerful thing. It's like saying fire in a cinema.
But you know, Kevin, this is a classic example of why you should read books. because books allow you to learn from other people's experiences. You don't have to experience it yourself, because we don't want to experience a coup in the United States. We don't want that to ever occur. We don't want that to be the go-to move of people that feel that they're disaffected. You know, people need to use the processes that have been established in this country, the democracy that we have. So thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you. Let me grab Joe in Niagara Falls, and then we'll try to grab John in Rochester. Joe, how are you doing out there?
Bad. How about yourself today, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. I overcame COVID-19, and I feel like a strong man again.
If Buffalo loses this game, Western New York is going to know the feeling of all the Trump losers.
Oh, man.
Massive depression. Did you see the pandemic, what it's cost the Trump enterprise financially?
Yeah, turn your radio down so we don't get that that interference with you.
And my radio on?
I mean, you have your radio on. Oh, it's not on?
I don't.
Oh, no. Must have been something coming through another line. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Have you seen the cost of the loss he's taken during the pandemic and all his businesses?
Yes. He's taken a beating. Right.
Financial hits, except for Mar-a-Lago. That's the only one that's showing a bigger profit. That's where he lives now.
Well, yeah, but that's only because every time he went there, the government went there with him, and he probably made $500,000 or $250,000 every time he went there.
But now there's all the everyone's severing their ties with the Trump name.
Even the PGA.
Yay, everybody. Right. And this is going to really hit him financially. Yep. But these people are sending him money hand over fist.
He made $240 or $250 million he got, you know.
He must got good flavor Kool-Aid. I'll tell you something right now. They just don't believe this guy is as bad as he is. I mean, he's going to, and there's a 2023, all the loans are coming due. They want it from the bank in Germany.
Yeah, the Deutsche Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's in trouble. Financially, he's in trouble. And hopefully, like you said, we can get a lot done in 2 years. Because it's going to be a tough battle in 2 years, the Republicans.
No question.
He may be choking at his words up there as the minority, but he's making his deals behind the scenes to take control again. And it's going to be a shame. But hopefully Biden can get enough done in 2 years to get rid of these Republicans to realize, you know, we're going finally in the right direction. But he's taking a major financial hit. And I don't know how rich he's going to be at the end of all this, but you know what? I feel so. Maybe I'll throw him a box of Kleenex or something.
Maybe we can do what he did to us. We'll get him some Bounty paper towels, and we'll toss them to him and say, sop up the water.
Why saw him bleach? Maybe he'll inject that and take care of his problems. But, you know, it's going to be interesting 2 years. I think we're on the right track. He's starting off on the right track. But right now, it's a love affair right now between him and the Congress and the Senate.
This is the honeymoon. Right, this is the honeymoon. We'll see how long this lasts.
I'm glad you're feeling better, my friend, and go Buffalo, huh?
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you, man. Hope to talk to you next week. Let's grab John in Rochester and talk to John in a couple of months or more. How you been, John?
I've been licking my wounds, actually.
Well, at least you're gracious enough to admit it, you know, right? Because I don't require in my mind for you to love Trump and to hate Joe Biden. I don't require that, but I do require that you be honest with yourself. Okay, you believe that this thing was going to turn for this guy, and I kept telling you it wasn't, and it didn't. Right?
But you know, one of the reasons I haven't called was, well, I call my mom now from 11 to 12, or she's an assisted living in Buffalo. Anyway, and there's a friend of mine who has a sports talk show that I from 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I for some reason, there must be a left-wing or a right-wing conspiracy. I can't get your signal, 1520 signal anymore. So I did I got you on the Internet.
Okay.
For a while, you guys weren't on the Internet, but I see today that it must be recent. Within the last couple months, you're on the Internet now.
I don't know all of that detail. I'm an on-air host, but I don't actually work for the station, so that detail I don't know.
Well, for your listeners, you can be listened to now on the internet. Before you couldn't, so that's a good thing.
Okay, Matt said it's been that way for a little while. So,
okay, yep. All right. So now I know that left wing, right wing conspiracy won't hold me back anymore.
No, not anymore. You're okay. So what's your comment for what's gone down here? How did you feel about this? Insurrection is the only word that I could use to describe what these people did on January 6th. How did you feel about that?
Well, I think it was a vast, small minority that were. It was like a Bills. Remember when the Bills fans?
John, slow down. See, this is what I mean about facts. We looked at several thousand people who charged the Capitol building, not a small number of people, not six people, not 25 people. We saw thousands of people do this. We saw police that came out of the rotunda, face these protesters. They were on the stairs. They went down three or four stairs, and then the police turned around. I mean, maybe more than that, maybe 10 stairs. Then they turned around, and they went back up the stairs, but they didn't run. They just turned their backs to the protesters instead of walking up the stairs. And the protesters start walking up, or the insurrectionists started walking up the stairs with them. They walked into the rotunda. Police didn't do anything. But there were other police, like a man who lost his life. I think his name is pronounced Sickup.
He lost his
life. They took a fire extinguisher and bashed this man in the head several times and killed the man. I mean, we're not talking about a protest. We're not talking about people leaving, you know, Coca-Cola bottles on the lawn. We're not talking about people, you know, shouting, you know, "We shall overcome," or, you know, "Occupy Wall Street." We're talking about people that assaulted police. I saw one guy smeared their feces, you know, where was that in the Capitol building. There was one guy that got, he was trying to keep these people from coming through a doorway into another chamber, and he placed his body between the door and these police, and they literally were smashing this man. I almost killed him. At some point, he began to say to these people, "I got kids too. I got a wife too." And a lady apparently appealed to some of the other people, and they gave him a little room, and he, you know, went out to the stairs.
I did see that. I saw that.
I mean, but this shows you, this was not a few people. This was all of these people.
Yeah, but Nathan, there were as many as 300,000 people at the Trump rally. This was a small minority. Plus,
at what Trump rally? You talking about the rally at the Ellipse? That's not true. The same people that you saw attacking the Capitol building were the same people that were at the Trump rally.
Yeah,
there wasn't
yeah,
more than
yeah,
there wasn't yeah, more than 10,000 people at that rally.
There was not
300.
A couple hundred thousand people there.
No,
but
that's not true.
Let's get past that. Antifa and Black Lives Matter were there at the
That's not true.
Also.
That's not
yes,
true. You're making that up. Antifa
John,
had
John,
nothing. Antifa
John,
had
no,
nothing to do with this.
You're not telling the truth either.
Antifa had nothing to do with this.
Antifa and Black Lives Matter were there also. In fact, one of the arrests, John Sullivan, was either a member of Black
there
Lives
Black
Matter.
Matter
or
there were Black Lives Matter. There were BLM people there that had their signs, and they were protesting. That's
John,
true. They were not
John,
a part of the assault on the Capitol
Nathan,
building.
Nathan, look up John Sullivan, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Thanks, John. Okay, he's back. He's back being John again. Okay. So listen, hopefully we're making some sense. I want us to stay focused on the fact that we've got a chance to win the AFC championship today or tomorrow. So let's all come together. We keep talking about unity. Let's unify around that objective. We'll see you all on Saturday here at Think Again. Think Again.
2 or 3 hours, what does it matter now when this life of ours has worked together? Come on.
You've been listening to Think Again with L. Nathan Hare, sponsored by the Community Action Organization of Erie County. Be sure to tune in again next week at this same time for more Think Again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.